Welcome to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk with USD Professor Dave Burrow about a pilot program that'll help his students learn about the Holocaust. And filmmaker Justin Kaler wants to tell South Dakota stories, and he's working on a documentary about rodeo legend Casey Tibbs, and we'll hear more about that. But first, as of this past Saturday, Sioux Falls received over 13 inches of rain in June, obliterating the previous monthly record of 9.42 inches in May of 1898, and that's more than half the yearly average. The rains have soaked area fields, leaving some submerged. Anthony Bly is soils field specialist with SDSU Extension Sioux Falls Regional Center, and he joins us on the line from the research farm near Beresford. And Anthony, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Well, how widespread is flooding in the fields in the Sioux Falls Canton area?
Well, you know, I came through there this morning, and I've really have turned my attitude very optimistic. The fields have drained very well, and left some pockets. You know, the wetlands still have water standing in them, but that water is going down as well. And so I was really encouraged by what I had saw, but still large areas of fields that have been affected, and some whole fields near major drainage streams, you know, that led into our rivers. So so there's an impact there, definitely.
What was all the planting in these areas done before those heavy rains started falling 2 weeks ago?
Yes, yeah, you know, the planting season there, we were lacking of precipitation. Actually, this area was in a drought classification and the drought monitor, and actually we were kind of wondering about if we were going to be dry for the summer. It was kind of looking that way, and then that all turned around, and so here we are.
So the rains have pretty much ended concern about drought in the southeast part of the state?
Yeah, our climatologist, Dennis Toddy and Laura Edwards, yesterday confirmed that for this area that received the heavy rain, it actually jumped two drought classifications, and that's really rare for our area to do that. They said that that usually happens in the tropics when heavy rains come through from tropical storms or hurricanes and such. So that it's kind of rare for that to happen so quickly.
Well, in the fields that are flooded, how long can crops survive when they're submerged?
Oh, well, you know, corn is really short. If it's submerged less than 24 hours, and if the temperatures are, you know, warm, high 70s into the 80s, it's much quicker than that. And so corn can't take a lot of submerging for very long. On the other hand, soybeans do fare somewhat better. Reports that I read, up to 4 or 5, maybe even 6 days on soybeans. But again, from what I've seen, a lot of those waters have gone down as of this morning from the little trip I came from Sioux Falls down here to the Southeast Research Farm. So.
Well, in talking about the topsoil in situations like this, does that get washed away when you get a lot of those heavy rains?
You know, that is probably one of the longer-terming impacts here. The intensity of these rainstorms was so hard and heavy that the soil erosion, the gully, and the rills out of some of these fields are just alarming, and when you have this rare of event, those things happen, and that's our best soil that's being removed, and it takes a long time to rebuild topsoil back.
And when you say a long time, what needs to be done to get the topsoil back and to get conditions back to the way they were before the floods?
Well, you know, what makes topsoil productive is carbon or organic matter. We talk about those kind of interchangeably, and to build that back in an inch of topsoil it takes a long time. Hopefully, the effect will not be that drastic. You know, those soils in Lincoln County and south are good, dark, organic, rich soils. And so I believe that the effects probably won't be immediately, you know, recognized. It's over the long term. If this continues to happen, then soils get degraded very, very rapidly. So,
in a situation with soil that is submerged underwater for a long time, what happens to it? In addition to the topsoil itself being washed away, the soil itself, does it lose oxygen and nutrients?
Yeah, that's what happens as we go to an anaerobic condition, removal of oxygen, and the biology of the soil changes from aerobic, where we had normal soil, to anaerobic. And the big factor is the nitrogen. It starts to denitrify, and we lose nitrogen as gas back into the atmosphere. And so that's an input that growers have put out there for corn. They've spent a considerable amount of money on nitrogen, and so it denitrifies, we lose it, and that's an issue there too. But if we're going to lose the crop anyway, I guess it's a loss. But that can happen under soils with just saturated conditions, and we don't have to have, you know, visible ponded water. We can have just extreme saturated soils, and that can happen there as well.
Do you get a situation where the soil clumps together, and does that cause problems?
No, what actually happens, we're kind of concerned about surface crusting. Ponded water on soils really breaks down soil aggregation. Aggregation is the clumping of soil particles together, which is a beneficial soil property. And under flooded conditions, those break down really quickly. And some research I was reading, especially with tilled soils, no-till soils are a little bit more resilient and stronger. The aggregation is stronger, no-till, but with tilled soils, it's weaker, and so it breaks down pretty quickly. And so the importance of getting a living root back in there to help reform some structure, if you will, is kind of important.
Is it just the real heavy rains that can create these problems with soils, or is this a problem that is kind of ongoing when anytime you have a certain amount of rain that's perhaps more than crops need?
Well, soils that are unprotected, that don't have a covering or an armor, as you hear a lot of people refer to now, the raindrop impact on the soil breaks down the aggregate stability of the soil, and you get surface sealing of the soil as those particles are broken apart. And you get decreased water infiltration and gas exchange, and enhance more runoff when those surface soils seal up. And so it's important to have the soil protected from these extreme and intense rainfall situations.
It almost sounds like soils can be a little delicate in some situations.
You know, they really are, and it's the basis of our food system, and so taking care of them is very important. In short term, things that happen are less recognizable, or the impacts of them are less than long term. And if we are in a system where little things happen every year for a number of years, it, you know, may take several years or generations, and in fact, to really recognize those changes. And so, it's a long term focus thing as far as taking care of soil health.
Are any problems caused when you go from, say, 2 years ago when you had the extreme drought, and then you have a very wet month a year or two later?
Well, you know, driving people crazy, the management of those soils is a challenge, and it puts a burden on folks to switch gears and think about something new. South Dakotans are are resilient people. They've overcome, and they're here for a reason because they've been able to overcome those issues. As far as, you know, after a drought year, you know, nutrients are more in place, and the microbial life flows down, especially in hot, dry soils. And when we bring them back to more normal conditions, that microbial life increases, and we can get more turnover of nutrients after a drought year. But that's just the cycle of it.
Our soils in say the southwest Minnesota, southeast South Dakota, northwest Iowa, these very rich soils, is there more room for them to recover? I mean, are they just, you know, more durable?
Certainly, yeah. These soils are good, or you know, dark organic matter soils, and a little bit of degradation over a short period of time is kind of unrecognizable. We're just concerned about long term if this keeps happening. Because as you recall, only 12 months ago, or a little longer than that, and in 2013, there was an intense rainfall event here in the Beresford Centerville area, and you know, are these things becoming more frequent? I don't know. I don't have the answers for that. It's not my field. But it just points to the importance of soil management and soil health and quality and focusing on those with our management decisions that we make.
Going back to the heavy rains of this month in the Sioux Falls, Canton areas, as far as fertilizer goes, is that something that gets washed away as well that then will need to be reapplied?
Well, yeah, our best soil that gets washed away is high in nutrient value, and because of the organic component that's there and contains nutrients, and do they need to be replaced? Well, when we soil test, we go to 6 inches is the recommended depth, and so if we take a ton or two, which is a very thin slice at the top, it's going to almost be unrecognizable, the change. But I think of the nitrogen again in the soil and the leaching that could have happened and the denitrification that may happen in these wet areas. And so the mobile nutrients are probably more affected than the immobile nutrients.
As we wait for the soil to dry out a little bit, those waters to recede, is that when you can really tell what sort of any sort of damage or effects that might have happened because of the heavy rains this month?
Oh, certainly, yeah. You know, when the event occurred, the important thing was the safety of folks and looking at the infrastructure and the roads, and the crop fields are wet, and it's hard to do a diagnosis when there's water standing, or you know, when those soils are too wet to even get on. And now that the waters are receding, is the time to make those evaluations and take a look at what the impacts might have been.
All right. Well, Anthony, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was very, very nice, and thank you for having me.